B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
It's 5:03 on the Mike Missinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. See 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years of paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. All right, so now it's a Friday before a bye week, and we get to the 5 o'clock hour, and people don't participate in the 5 o'clock hour as much going into a weekend. It's amazing. It's like clockwork. What is that about?
I don't know.
It's a phenomenon. But anyway, you can climb in 610-620-975. I'm in a mood for a groove. You got a groove up? Hold a sec.
Yeah.
Because an email just went out, corporate wide.
Uh-huh.
Steely Dan's in town tonight.
Yeah, I wanted
now,
to
you,
go.
You played Peg.
Yeah, we played
that. You played
out.
Peg during Mike's call.
Yes.
So I realized Steely Dan, ironically, Steely Dan is in town tonight.
I know. I wanted to go. Now, but I couldn't coordinate.
It's like only Steely, or it's only Dan, because Walter Becker is dead.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The lead guitar player is dead.
Well, you can replace
so it's just,
the guitar
it's just
player.
Donald Fagen,
yeah.
The Steely part of Dan.
Well.
So I'm in the mood for a Steely Dan groove. Can you play a little pretzel logic for me, maestro? Uh-huh. Huh? This is a cool groove. Steely Dan, very underrated.
They are underrated. I agree with you, actually. I really like Steely Dan.
Yeah. This is a cool song.
I would love to tour the Southland.
This is a little later. He goes, I've never met Napoleon.
I'm a minstrel part.
What's that?
Yes, I'd love to talk.
You what?
I said I don't like the minstrel part.
I hear you. Here comes a little harmony, I think. Right?
Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Oh, see?
And make
that's cool.
Sound just like
all right,
a
that's good.
I now, who's
I
better?
I needed that groove.
Steely Dan or the Doobie Brothers? Who's better?
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan's definitely better?
Not even a question. Longer body of work. Much longer.
Both parts of Doobie Brothers pre.
Yeah, not even close.
Michael McDonald
even,
and Michael
not
McDonald
even in the
version.
Same category.
You sure?
Yes, I'm not a Doobie guy.
All right.
Nah, Doobie was here today going. Listen, Michael McDonald had the great voice. Steely Dan, much better band.
All right. They're both rock,
jazzy rock.
Yeah, yacht rockish.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yes. All right, let's go, Ed in Wilmington. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Mike, how are you?
What's going on, Ed?
Mike, big Steely Dan guy.
Yeah, excellent.
I mean,
for many
back
years.
In the day, they would play college venues a lot. They wouldn't
tour a lot. They rarely toured because it was just two dudes and a bunch of studio musicians.
Yeah, they very good band.
Yeah.
And a long body of work.
Yes.
And I would take them over to the Doobie Brothers, too. And I like the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, Doobie's not in the same category as Steely Dan.
They're just better songs, Mike, by Steely Dan.
Yeah.
But listen, this Ben Simmons hate, 7 games in, Tyrone was getting beat up yesterday. These people have to relax. You got a guy who can go down the court in 3 steps and you want to hear him get miserable, wait till he leaves.
Well, it is amazing to me how people forget the good part of Ben. Like, he does things that no other player in the league does. And people don't take enough inventory of that.
No, I think he's a really special player. And I don't care if he puts his shoes on the wrong feet or shoots a shot. I want him on the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
I like our chances in the East. And the whole rest of the league better look out for us because we're going to be strong at the end. And I don't care if he takes a 3 or even the mid-range, which I would like to see. But all this hate, it's like Carson Wentz. It's like they just bounce from one guy to the other.
Yeah. I get you. Listen, it's frustrating. It is. I can't deny that it's frustrating. It frustrates me. I mean, I've been yelping about it. I expected this season was going to be a little bit different.
I can change the channel. You can't. How many games we got? I mean, 7 games in and they're already doing this?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to stop. And he has to understand that, like, well, he doesn't pay no mind, basically. And the coach doesn't pay no mind, which I think he thinks is helping Ben. So he's in a way enabling it.
He's in a jam, though, because if he publicly keeps doing it, that's going to make him,
heat on him.
Right, it's going to make him look bad.
Yes.
I'm sure privately, I know for a fact he's been told about it.
Yeah.
Ben, but teammates all know.
I tell you, though, he is so defiant about it. It's like he almost doesn't do it because he doesn't want to give in to anybody.
You're right. And it's funny that the former guy, Jimmy Butler, has been taking subliminal shots at Ben.
Yeah.
Now that he's down there talking about, I know I can play basketball, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Because apparently, while Embiid and him got along right away, there was some friction. And now Butler's rubbing it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at your guy not shooting. I can play. You know.
Well,
his peer group has to see it, and they're going to be busting on him about it.
And we'll see. Ed Fishtown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ed.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Ed?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a big fan.
Thanks, buddy.
My question is sort of trying to take Tyrone's point yesterday about giving them some time and not overreacting and not getting crazy. And you and Mike have had a similar point today, but I hope and I want to apply that same sort of long-term thinking and patience to Tobias Harris, who I've been kind of really just on the fence about, and just he seems to be showing the same stuff from last year that I didn't like about it.
Yeah, he's got to step it up. There's no question about it. He's in a different stratosphere now of expectation.
Yeah, and I guess with the Butler thing that, you know, they made the decision it was going to be Butler or Simmons, and they went with Simmons, and I can't argue with that, but just the fact that they paid Harris so much money, and it just seems like he's still doing this thing where he has a couple good, you know, a couple good games or a good game, and then he kind of just dematerializes.
I agree. He's got to be a consistent offensive guy. He's got to be a better three-point shooter. I mean, he came as a decent three-point shooter. I don't understand this. He's got to fire. You know, what people are analyzing is they've got statistics on how he doesn't pull the trigger unless he's got like 4 feet. So he's got to shoot more contested shots. And he should be able to do that. He's 6'9".
So he needs 4 feet to get a
That's
shot?
That's what the Millars that I'm reading this story. Was that in The Athletic?
Well,
yeah, Harris.
I remember early on about it being that he really thrives on the pick and roll and he really needed that kind of setup.
Yeah, well, here's what it said. He's averaging 4.6 3-point attempts per 36 minutes. That's his lowest mark since 2016 season. He has only taken 3 threes with a defender within 4 feet of him. So he's going to just have to shoot more threes and not worry about the spacing. You know, he's going to have to shoot some contested threes. JJ Redick did that all the time. Jeremy in Downingtown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jeremy.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Jeremy?
Not too much. I was wondering, you were talking about Antonio Brown earlier.
Yes.
Well, what about Dez Bryant?
Nah, not the same caliber of player. Dez can never run.
But he's
probably slower now.
He was saying that he'd take a role play.
Well, they already signed a guy who's like Dez Bryant. You know, Dez isn't going to be that much better than Jason Matthews.
I mean, you don't think so?
No. No, we can't judge Dez like of 7 years ago, Dez. There's a lot of miles on Dez. That's why he's not with a team.
But you see on the YouTube how he's doing his runs and everything like that.
I saw Ben Simmons on the YouTube, too.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons, it's the beginning of the season.
Yeah, YouTube means nothing.
Yeah, but like Ben Simmons, the beginning of the season, you give him a little bit of time, he'll throw a three-pointer up.
When's that? When?
You'll see. I'll at least get your two that you were saying that he's been getting.
I don't think he's going to shoot a three-pointer maybe all year.
He's going to get more than two.
I just want the medium range. I'm not even worried about the three-pointer. I want the medium range jump shot.
Well, that too. And you're looking good on your Penn State jersey.
Thank you. Representing the U today. Yes, sir. Well, I hope this game is 42-10. First of all, I hate that state in general.
Yeah, you know I'm with you on that.
Yeah. And this university, all of a sudden, they actually think they have a program, and yet they wouldn't advertise it on primetime. It's offensive to me, frankly.
So I'm trying to think. You got to obviously, you guys are the top noon game. Then Alabama LSU's the afternoon game. What is the primetime game now? I don't even know. That would have been 8-0 versus 8-0 for the first time in the Big Ten in like 40 years, and you don't want to be in prime time. It just seems so odd to me. And then it's probably going to be 10-0 versus 10-0 when it's Penn State, Ohio State, and I can guarantee you that game will be in prime time because both of those teams will want it in prime time when they're both 10-0. It's just so odd.
Give me three University of Minnesota professional football players. You can't get three.
I can't off the top. They have a bunch of linemen. I know they have.
They do?
I know they have a bunch of linemen that have played in the NFL.
I'll give you the biggest name. Tony Dungy was their quarterback.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he was a quarterback at University of Minnesota.
Played a different position in the pros?
Yes.
Yeah.
You ready for this? Bust out name? They had two running backs that were drafted, and they ran in the same backfield. Lawrence Maroney.
Oh, yeah, I remember Maroney now, yeah.
And the other guy, I can't remember his name, but he was actually the better player.
Marion the Barbarian, right?
Marion Barbarian. Yeah, I remember. Okay.
There you go.
See, but that,
same backfield. That's all I can remember, University of Minnesota.
Thomas Tepe,
the fullback.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you, Tony. Yeah.
Eric Decker.
Look at all day,
right? I mean, you got many Minnesota guys.
Eric Decker. I forgot Eric Decker.
Oh, yeah. Now, He had a nice long career as a receiver.
Decker was solid.
Yeah.
Decker was solid.
He's still doing well.
Yeah. But that program is just, come on, man.
There's no name identity with that, though, the Gophers.
No.
I don't want to play an 8 o'clock game. It's prime time. I'm scared.
Brady in Ocean City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brady.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Brady?
I'm doing good. I want to talk to you about Jordan Matthews and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about bringing in a guy for his third rodeo who hasn't performed well in the first season, the second season? What do you expect now, Mike?
I don't expect anything. When they signed him, I thought it was ridiculous. But it's clear that they signed him because they won't have to like adapt to anything. They could just throw him in there because he knows the offense. And so they can move Aguilar outside. That's the only upside of it because they don't have to train him before they can play him.
But what did Aguilar do outside when they first
played? Nothing.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Better inside.
Nothing. That's why it's not going to help.
Now you got an O-line with Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, Brandon Brooks, Andre Dillard. You got arguably a top line. You got a running back who was top five last year, 1,000-yard rusher. You got Carson Wentz, 2017. You'd say an MVP candidate, correct?
Yep.
And all your receivers only have 700 yards.
Yes, and that's a misjudgment that the Eagles made. They should have seen it coming. They should have seen a little attrition with Alshon Jeffrey. They should have seen that Aguilar stinks and the fact that they're paying him $9.5 million. They should have seen that Mac Hollins is only a special team player. They should have seen all that.
My man.
Oh, and just to clarify, what? Apparently both teams are already mad. Fox has declared that Penn State, Ohio State's a noon start no matter what they say. Huh? And both teams are mad about it.
Why?
Fox has this formula that the new window for them is best because people naturally gravitate to ABC and ESPN later on in the day. So they've put all their big games on at noon this season, and they've gotten huge numbers.
All right. Well,
so they've already dictated. Both teams, by the way, have petitioned to move it.
TV strategy for Fox.
But the teams wanted it at prime time. Both teams are mad about it. Neither one of them wanted it, dude. Because the recruits want the night game.
Yeah, I think the recruits want the lights. I think Ohio State will survive in recruiting.
Penn State wanted the night game, too. Both teams wanted the night game.
I'm sure both franchises will survive.
You guys will still get all the four or five star guys.
What I know is that Ohio State will continue to get better players than Penn State. So it doesn't matter what time you put the game on.
Franklin is closing the gap. Top 14, Mike. You don't believe.
I know you believe this week, but
you don't believe in the macro sense.
I am not warmed up to the fact that you're going to beat Ohio State yet.
Okay.
And there's really a simple reason for that.
The quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Ohio State quarterback's playing at a high level.
One guy makes plays. The other guy is just, a guy.
Yeah. That's fair.
With all due respect.
No, that's fair.
All right. Let's go Michael in Philly. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to talk to you about Penn State, Minnesota as well.
Yes, sir.
I have mixed emotions. On the one hand, is Minnesota really that good, or are they a team that is a farce because they played inferior competition?
Well, they certainly have played inferior competition. Now, but they do one thing well is run the football, and they have a good offensive line. So, who knows?
Well, that's true.
They're not in Penn State's category, in my opinion, and Penn State should win the game by double digits.
I'm kind of leaning with you, but I have mixed emotions on it. On the one hand, I think you're right because Penn State's defense against the run is so good. And if Minnesota can't run the ball, I'm not sure that their aerial attack is enough.
Penn State has really good corners. They cover well. But they could be bulldozed a little bit because they're a quick, fast defense instead of a bulky defense.
Yeah, I mean, we have Michael Parsons and the rest of that defensive line. I don't know.
Minnesota struggled week one against South Dakota State. Barely won that game. Then they beat Fresno State in a close game. And then they beat Georgia Southern. And then in the Big Ten, it's been Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, Rutgers, and Maryland. That's who they beat in the Big Ten.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's
ridiculous.
That's the real thing. Here's the problem I have with Penn State, besides Ricky Ronnie, the offensive coordinator. They don't utilize, you got Justin Shorter, 6'3", 225, a five-star. They've thrown to him exactly four times. I don't understand.
Well, there's always complaints about Penn State's offense. They've got four really good backs. They don't know which one to use. They don't stick to one because they're afraid other guys are going to transfer, so they spread it around, Sometimes when you have too many running backs, it's not a good thing. Jerome in West Philly. What's up, Jerome?
Eminem, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, look, first of all, if you got Booney on y'all team, you know I got to be on the college team, man.
You are being considered, Jerome.
Yeah, he's a ringer. I got to be on the ring. I got to be match him up, man.
All right.
Hey, you know why I come.
Yeah.
First of all, let me get on to Biden. If y'all ever thought that maybe you got the best guy on the worst team, between him and Richardson and Trey Burke, these guys ain't really, accomplished anything on a good team. This is their first time being on a real good team.
Yeah, Richardson's a good player. He's a glue player. I don't have a problem with Josh Richardson at all. Trey Burke's not going to help him.
Yeah, but this is all a part of the lack of shooting. He's talking about winning the championship. There's no way with these guys, the way they're shooting, I don't see it.
It's the one thing that Elton couldn't bring to this team, which is a bench shooter.
So you telling me Trey Burke is worse than Nato?
Trey Burke's not going to be a shooter anyway. He's like 6'1". He's not going to be a shooter. He's a point guard.
Okay, now on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so tired of him coming down and totally turning his back on the basket. I was watching that game that when he only scored 6 points. I'm like, I'm yelling at the TV, dude, take it to the hole. You just stop and just. I don't get it. I'm telling you, Mike, it's a heart issue with him. He doesn't have the heart that he needs to be the superstar that he can be. He does great things in some games, but hey, look, you can count those.
Ben Simmons somewhere along the line needed a dose of humbleness in his life. He has been on this ride, this stairway to heaven, like his whole life about being put on a pedestal that he just, you know, like, I don't think he's taken inventory of some things that he needed to do.
I'm glad you said that, because I get that same vibe, like, well,
there's no question. He's been a phenom for his whole life. You know, really? he's been a country phenom, for crying out loud.
Right. So, and now you're in the NBA where everybody's a phenom. Come on, you got to be better than them. And I don't see it right now.
I really thought it was a good sign when he admitted that shooting wasn't his best asset. I thought that was like a window into the soul, man, where he was going to like, go, all right, I'll show people that now I can do that. But he hasn't so far.
And real quick, mm-hmm. let's take a note on this injury that he got. It's going to be another excuse why he's not going to shoot the ball. I guarantee you.
Well, we shall see.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right, Jerome. All right. Let's take a break.
Bash Ben.
It's a sport.
Soon it'll be an industry.
By the way, am I being told that this picture, this Wentz picture, is last year's picture?
Oh, it is?
Well, somebody just tweeted me.
I don't.
Well, there's one from, like, that's the most recent picture on his Instagram that has all the ducks and stuff. Year. You might be looking at another one.
Yeah,
this might be an annual
USA Today.
Oh, no, that might be an old one. He put one in himself. He tweeted it 5 hours ago.
Oh, he did?
On his own Instagram.
Like? The 76 ducks tacked onto the log cabin. Yeah, that's the one I was looking at.
And he just said another successful 3-day trip to North Dakota over the bye week. Yeah. Lots of laughs.
People are saying that you looked at last year's picture.
No, these people are wrong. Right. He literally is celebrating the trip.
It looks like he's on the left side of the picture on the one knee, and Trout's behind him, right? Is that what it
looks
like?
Okay, so that might be an older picture, because in this one, it looks like Wentz
on
the right.
Standing up.
Yeah.
On this current one.
All right,
and it's eight guys. Last year's was 9. Smaller trip. Yeah. And there's a guy taking a knee in front of him. He's standing on this one.
Okay.
On the right side. But the same setup, and then got the two dogs. Because you got to have the dogs when you shoot them to go get the ducks.
That's right.
That's part of the deal.
The dogs. The retrievers.
They got to go get them. That's
hence,
right.
Hence why they're called
retrievers. And they're great at it.
Yes, they are. All right, we're back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's get the final Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Autumn is here. That means a lawn full of leaves, man. That wind whipped up and a bunch of leaves fell last night and this morning and this afternoon. Head to Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown, and shop their selection of battery or gas-powered blowers to help you clear your yard with ease. You need one of those dogs to clear your yard because they got a nice thrust to them. PaulBMoyer.com. Check them out for equipment and for store hours. The AACR, I gotta tell you about how Rodney McLeod is paired up with the ACCR, and we'll do that after we get the Twitter poll numbers with Joe Torre.
Yep, it's pinned on the 97.5 The Fanatic Twitter account. We know there's tons of Ben Simmons panic in the city, but are you concerned about Tobias Harris's play? 3 choices, yes, because he's got a max contract. No, too soon. No, role player. Approaching 1,400 votes now. 63% say no, too soon to worry.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Joe. Good work today.
Oh, yeah.
By you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
that Minnesota knowledge.
See that? Earn my pay today. There you go.
You can win the Ultimate Birds Fan Experience, 2 tickets to the Monday night game December 9th, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN broadcast truck. And you can talk to Tess. Eagle safety Rodney McLeod has set the goal to raise $23,000 for the American Association for Cancer Research. Now, every family has been touched by cancer in some form, and it's up to us to stamp it out. So this is the way you do it. You donate. You go to 975thefanatic.com/donate. This is an organization dedicated to finding cures for all cancers. So just make a donation to Rodney McLeod's Race to 23K campaign. Your donation automatically enters you for this Ultimate Birds Fan Experience of the ESPN broadcast Monday Night Football game. Donate to support cancer research, and you can win exclusively from Eagle Safety Ryan McLeod, the AACR, and 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, let's go to Mo in Westchester. What's up, Mo?
How you doing, Mike?
Good, buddy.
Taking the call.
Thank you.
Just a payback on that Twitter poll. I think I'm not ready to jump on the Sixers worry wagon yet either.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Early. I mean, you've had Embiid out three games, got ejected once, you got Scott ejected once, you got another guy who's been injured already, and now you got Simmons. They need some time, but an observation is they need a three-point shooter who's going to nail it. It was, you know, better than league average, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I guess that will happen later in the year.
Yeah, it could very well be that he doesn't shoot. And that would be unfortunate because I would be looking forward to further development in his game. I think it would help the team. It would help him. It would make it easier on a lot of people. If he's the same player as last year, then you know, we worry a little bit.
You ought to take some advice from Feibel. He has no problem shooting threes and missing.
Yeah, he does. He's not a great shooter right now.
So. No, not yet, but yeah. He seems to have confidence enough to at least
shoot the ball. Yeah, he does take them. You're right.
One other thing, back to your Steely Dan. I think mm-hmm. Steely Dan is one of the most awesome American bands that ever was. And I'm sure you know some of the history that, you know, you're talking about Steely Dan versus Doobie Brothers. Steely Dan instead a couple people of those Doobie Brothers, like Michael McDonald and Skunk Baxter.
Yeah, the Doobie Brothers. I really was never that much of a fan. Steely Dan, I was always a fan. So
yeah, I saw them like 23 years ago. They were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to see him this tour, but anyway, mm-hmm. thanks a lot for taking the call.
All right, man. Like again, I don't go to the like when the band loses an important member, I'm out.
I guess so. If they lose
Walter Becker, one of the most underrated guitar players of all time, by the way.
You can't replace a guitar player.
You can, but it was Becker and Fagan. That was Steely Dan. Now right. there's no Becker. It's just Fagan. So it's Fagan Central.
That's right, but if you find a good guitar player, I'm very confused by that. You can't lose anybody.
No.
This is odd to me.
Steely Dan was two people. It wasn't a band. It was like two people, and they filled in.
Yeah. Right?
Two people. One's gone. There's one left.
Right, but I could find a guitar player.
It was not Walter Becker.
I could find one better, probably.
It's not the Dan of Steely.
Get one better.
That's good. You have no respect for the brand.
What do you
no
mean?
No respect for the brand. You think people are just replaceable.
I don't think people are replaceable.
Right? In a rock band. People are replaceable.
You know what it is, though? You came up in a world where there was loyalty. I live in a cutthroat world. There's no loyalty in these streets. So I got to adjust to the times.
That's fine.
I could be here today, gone tomorrow.
I get it. I'm just telling you how I feel. I can move on to newer stuff without going back to, right. And especially if there's somebody missing from the band that I went through the era of that band with that dude.
I get it, Mike. You also right. grew up with the guy that would work at the plant 30 years, get a gold watch. Now, 3 minutes out of there. I know you moved across the country. You're fired. Like, it's a rough world now.
I get it now, but these bands are from way back. They're not from now. That's my point.
I get you.
All right, Brian and Hazleton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Brian?
All right. Now, don't be hating my accent up here like you did on the guy from Scream the other day.
I love your accent up there. Love it.
John, I'm just kidding. Just a quick Penn State thing, and I'll get to my Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Penn State, there's a new rule that they only take advantage of, which is third and one and fourth and short, you can't line up under center instead of that shotgun. It drives me crazy. I don't know how you feel about that, but every time they do it, and then they lose yards.
Listen, they're having a pretty good season, so I'm not going to grill their coordinators or their head coach. Like I'm not a Franklin fan, but I'm going to give them respect. They're where I have always longed for them to be right now.
No,
in the Final Four.
I got you. I'm just making an observation. Mm-hmm. Now this whole Ben Simmons thing. Don't you think Brett Brown could have handled this a little differently, which is. Take him in and say, look, in the scope and sequence of an offense, if I want you shooting that mid-range elbow extended jump shot within the course of an offense, I want you to do it. Now's the time to work on it. Because now, as he gets more comfortable, if he started doing it, it would progress on the season.
Yeah, but see, you can't really do that in games because you're trying to win games the best way you can. You can't experiment like that and put your team... You know, in that kind of a spot, just because you're trying to fortify one dude.
I'm saying in certain situations in a game, if you're up 15-17, just to get him that confidence. I'm not saying come out and that's like he's the focal point of that offense where you're shooting every time. I'm just saying just to give him that look to get him comfortable, to get him going.
It makes sense to you and it makes sense to me to do something like that. But in the overall scope of NBA basketball, it doesn't make sense. And so, like, what is his reaction going to be? Okay, we've designed this play for you to shoot a jump shot. If he doesn't want to shoot the jump shot, it's like you're force-feeding a dude. It's got to come to him. Joel in Quakertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joel.
Hey, Mike, I'm a big fan.
What's up, Joel? How you feeling?
I'm great, man. You know, I've been living here in this area for about 6 years now, and I listen to your show every day, and I've become a Sixers fan and a Flyers fan and a Philly fan, but I'm a big Cowboys fan. I am going to the game in December. I grew up in Oklahoma, so...
You're right. You grew up in Oklahoma. I can see why you'd be a Cowboy fan.
So I'm going to the game, and I was just looking for your advice. I want to, root for my team, but I don't want to be disrespectful because I do respect the Eagles. So I'm wondering what's the best way to go about that.
Well, what was your plan?
Not wearing any Cowboy stuff for one thing.
That's a good plan. that's a good plan. I think that's a good step. Yeah, I would love for you to say go ahead, wear whatever you want, but it is the Cowboys, and it brings out a certain venom with people.
Well, I appreciate that. I love your show.
Yeah,
and,
listen, you're gonna root for your team. Like I can't ask you to go into a stadium and be silent about your team, but I think if you're you're not if the Eagles are winning, you got no problem. If the Eagles start losing and you start like yapping, which I don't see, you don't sound like that type of guy, you might have some problems.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And Tyrone, he might be able to replace you, but the show wouldn't be the same if you left.
Look at that. How about that? That's nice of you. Thanks, Joel from Quakertown. Somebody pointed out that this is I got to look at this. LSU, money line. This can't be right. Guys told me LSU money line is astronomical, like in Alabama's favor.
I gotta look now.
Oh, the website's not allowed. That's right. Yeah, we can't get the website on our computer.
Yeah, that one I got. Yeah, I got it on
you
my
got
phone.
It? I gotta scroll down.
I gotta get to it. I'm saying I can get it on my phone. We can't get it on computer.
Yeah, we can't get it on the computer
because
we're locked out of it.
Because another station got hacked. It's not coming up.
I got it. Hold on a second. I got to find this.
Oh, I got it. Whatever. It's minus 230.
Minus 230.
It opened. It got up to as high as minus 300 Alabama. It's down to minus 230.
Minus 230 is a healthy money line.
Yeah.
For Bama.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it astronomical. I've seen minus 400s.
I mean, LSU is the higher ranked team, and they're minus 230. Come on, man.
I like who I like.
All right. I think I'm a roll tide.
Nah.
Coming up, sound off right here. Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You gotta be. It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going.
Sound Off.
All right, let's wrap up the week with a little Sound Off. The number 610-771-9705. Hit us up when you got something to say. Publish a message and you may make it to the show. Let's hear what we have today.
I think Ben Simmons' reluctance to take the outside shot parallels when Michael Vick was here and he would not slide and he would always dive head first and risk turning the ball over, which he did quite a few times, actually.
Yeah, but he didn't know how to slide. See, you see Ben Simmons shoot it all the time, right? Michael Vick just didn't know how to do it, and he couldn't get himself athletically in a position to slide because it was foreign to him. Ben Simmons does shoot the ball.
So Ben Simmons hurt his shoulder and cannot play. I don't know what the difference is. He doesn't shoot the ball, so why can't he play with a hurt shoulder?
Well, man, you got to pass. You got to put the ball over your head. You got to get your arm and shoulder in the passing lane.
You grab a rebound.
You got to grab a rebound over your head. Come on.
You know what cracks me up about many of these Sixers fans? They just decided to follow the team in the last few years when they got good. And they jump on board, and they jump on this bandwagon, and they want to have a say in it. And they need to just be quiet and have some patience while this team learns how to mesh.
Well, I don't think that's fair, and it's not true. The Sixer fans were forced to put up with a lot of stuff. And they remain loyal. So I don't think that they're Johnny-come-latelys because they're good. Sixer fans have been Sixer fans for a long time.
I can tell you why I'm so frustrated with Ben Simmons. I see all the things he does well, and I recognize his game, and I see how he impacts the game on both sides of the floor. But he is not living up to his potential. He has so much potential, and there's certain games where he just shies away.
It's been five games, really. Come on. I mean, seriously.
But this is the first time Liz Brown has had a complete team from day one when we're starting the season. And I thought I would see a little bit more structure offensively than I'm seeing. Like, I see it defensively, you know, but I'm not seeing it offensively. I thought I would see sets for to high and low with Tobias and Embiid.
Tyrell, correct me if I'm wrong. Were there any complaints like this when they were 5-0?
No.
You didn't hear a complaint?
No,
right?
No complaint.
And people say, well, their defense is tremendous, and therefore their offense is secondary to their defense. And if their defense is that good, they're going to win games anyway. And all of a sudden, they lost two games, one in Phoenix. That was, that game is, people didn't like that loss.
No, and Ben getting the 6 points in that loss really got under people's skin. And now... But in Embiid's plan, it's a different world because you can live with him being so passive. So until they play 20 games together, I'm talking about Seth, you don't know about their offense. Let them play together a little bit.
They win tonight?
I do not think they win tonight.
Not going to help.
What are the Eagles doing? They should be retiring Brian Westbrook's jersey. I don't understand why they're not doing it. He is clearly not coming back.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I would urge the Eagles to consider the 36 instead of giving it to schleppy defensive backs from waivers.
For all those idiot Sixer fans who think we should trade Ben Simmons to Phoenix for Devin Booker, call the general manager of the Phoenix Suns and make that offer. I guarantee he'd sign off on it before you hung up the phone. And if he didn't, and I owned the Phoenix Suns, I'd fire my general manager 2 minutes later.
I'm not so sure that they would think that would be a good deal, the way Devin Booker's playing. He's a league star.
And the same age. They're only 2 months apart.
Yeah. All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking at?
Because I don't like
them. And brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Dog gets on.
See you later.
All righty, that closes down a very active and busy week. No football on Sunday, but the Sixers tonight. You got a lot of college football coming up on Saturday. We'll be back to talk about it on Monday. Stay tuned on the radio side for a little Sixers pregame show live from the Trap Tavern in Collegeville with Devon Givens and D. Lina. Manny Intercepcionis will also be there on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for the Daily Line. Get all your handicapping needs. Joe Torti, nice job. Thanks for being here. And everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you.
A burden to shoulder. I'm Joe Torti, and this update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds and Tax-Free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Ben Simmons will miss tonight's Sixers road game against the Nuggets with a grade 1 AC joint sprain. He could reportedly miss the next three games. Listen in at 9 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Join Devon Givens and D. Lineham live from the Trap Tavern tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. This report is also sponsored by Lowe's. Do your next home improvement project right by shopping Lowe's for deals throughout the store. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. The Fanatic Pro Shop is now open. Fanatic and Philly sports theme apparel and merchandise at discount prices. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com. I'm Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, folks, listen up. The Mercedes-Benz winter event is happening right now. If you're looking for a new car, why not make it a Benz? Go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or if you're out by the shore, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. You can check out the deals on the new 2020 models. The one I'm driving now, the GLC 300 SUV. It is absolutely fantastic. And how about the 2020 C-Class sedans? Their entire fleet of vehicles. You know what you get? Classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. Now is the time to strike the Mercedes-Benz winter event where you can get a great price happening now through December 2nd, just in time to spend the holidays driving around in luxury. Go over and take a test drive. Tell them Mike Miss sent you at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Online, check them out at yourmercedes.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.